Nearly 500,000 Venezuelans who are already in the U.S. will now be eligible for work permits. The Biden administration announced last night that it's expanding a program called Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, for Venezuelans. The move comes after mounting pressure from Democrats in New York and elsewhere over the growing number of newly arrived migrants. NPR's Joel Rose covers immigration, and he joins us now. Good morning, Joel.
Hey, Layla.
Hey, so what exactly did the administration announce?
Venezuelans who are in the U.S. as of July 31st will now be eligible for TPS. That means temporary protection from deportation. And crucially, they can also apply for work permits. Mm-hmm. That is a big deal because many recent arrivals from Venezuela have not been able to get work authorization and therefore have not been able to support themselves. For example, tens of thousands have been living in New York City's homeless shelter system and presenting a major strain on local and state resources. This move means about 472,000 Venezuelans will be newly eligible for TPS, according to Homeland Security officials. That's on top of more than 240,000 who are already eligible.
So a pretty big deal. It means a lot of people now have the option to support themselves, get themselves out of these shelters. What brought it on? Why make this move now?
That's a good question. In a statement, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the move is, quote, warranted based on Venezuela's increased instability and lack of safety. But I think the reality is that the White House has been under a lot of political pressure from Democratic governors and mayors to speed up work authorization for newly arrived migrants. Remember, not too long ago, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said the migrant influx was going to, quote, destroy the city. I should note that a lot of migrants were already eligible to apply for work permits if they entered the country under what is known as parole, or if they are applying for asylum. But that takes a while. Mm-hmm. First, they have to file the formal asylum application, which takes time, and then they have to wait 6 months before they can even seek a work permit. Officials in New York and elsewhere argued that was just too slow. So TPS is seen as one way to speed that up.
Okay, so political pressure might have played a role in this move. And it's an issue that, as your reporting often shows us, is explosive, highly politicized in this country. What reaction are you seeing to the White House announcement?
A very positive reaction from Mayor Adams, also New York Governor Kathy Hochul, and a range of immigrant advocates who say this is the right thing to do to support Venezuelans who are fleeing from economic and political turmoil in their home country. Republicans and immigration hardliners are not pleased. They argue that expanding TPS will encourage more migration from Venezuela. TPS is not a pathway to permanent residency. It has to be renewed every 18 months or so. But critics say the program has allowed hundreds of thousands of people to stay in the U.S. indefinitely while TPS is extended over and over again.
Yeah, and meanwhile, at the border in Texas, officials say they're dealing with a major influx of migrants in the past few days. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, big numbers of people have been crossing the border this week in Eagle Pass, Texas, about 4,000 migrants just in the past couple of days, according to the Texas Department of Public Safety. The mayor of Eagle Pass signed an emergency declaration. Immigration officials in Eagle Pass had to temporarily close the international bridge to traffic yesterday in order to process all of the arriving migrants. The details are still emerging. It's not really clear how so many migrants got to Eagle Pass all at once, though many of them may have taken the train through the interior of Mexico.
It's NPR's Joel Rose. Thank you, Joel, as always.
You're welcome.